Did you know that roughly 10% of Hawaii residents do not have internet in their homes? Families in low-income communities have reported that low credit scores make them ineligible to access free connectivity programs from telecom companies. High unemployment rates have led some families to choose paying for groceries and rent over home internet subscriptions. Brad Bennett is with the Kua'uli Digital Opportunities Initiative. It's a community network created to help underserved access computers. He spoke to producer Lillian Song about how it's helping to address shortfalls in rural communities with network and computer distributions.
When the pandemic really began and schools started to get shut down, a small group of Omidyar fellows were having a discussion, and one of us, Mahina Paishan Duarte, who's a community organizer here on Hawaii Island and also a fellow, got a bunch of us together and kind of started to look at the shortage of computers in some of our more rural communities. You know, I think with the way the pandemic's, you know, escalated so quickly, a lot of students were stuck without computers for a while there. So we wanted to try and address that shortfall and make sure that kids had computers at home in order to access their online education. So Kua'uli started having discussions mid-February 2020 with that premise, and we gathered a hui together. It became a statewide hui, and we operate statewide.
So it's almost a year now, so I'm sure that in this process you probably encountered different situations, and how has it morphed since the beginning in February?
Yeah, the initial thought for us was, you know, getting access to Chromebooks and, you know, really getting portable laptop-type devices to students so they could use them at home. What we ran into sort of immediately was kind of the global shortage of Chromebooks. You know, the supply chain is extremely stretched because everybody, you know, schools and people across the world are trying to access Chromebooks because they have to access services and education online. So the delivery time frame got really stretched. So we wanted to be able to really be responsive to the community needs that we knew were out there. So we ended up partnering with a local nonprofit in Honolulu, Hawaiian Hope. And what Hawaiian Hope does is they take donated computers, they refurbish them, and they redistribute at a very cheap cost. So as far as Kua'uli's work, we were able to connect very generous donors to our cause, and we were able to obtain these refurbished desktop computers, provide them to community members directly at no cost to them.
How many machines were refurbished and how many families were helped?
The initial distribution was 100 machines on Hawaii Island. Since then, again, we've done distributions all over Hawaii Island. We've done distributions on Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, and Oahu. So we're touching every island. And so far, we have donated 450 computers, and we have another 100 coming online this month. One for a kupuna distribution in partnership with some of our Native Hawaiian civic clubs, and another 50 are going to families who are serviced by early childhood service providers in partnership with the Department of Health and the Early Childhood Action Strategy Group. You know, as we started doing distributions, we realized real quickly that it wasn't just an issue with students, right? And the DOE also, you know, they acquired a whole bunch of devices. They began to get devices out to students. So we started to recognize that the need was also multi-generational. There was a huge population of kupuna who, you know, in the midst of the pandemic, it wasn't safe for them to go out, or even if they were able to go out for doctor's appointments, to access government services, to access the digital economy, you know, to do shopping or whatever it is. So we realized that the more technology we could get into their hands and hopefully help them access services online, it'd be a lot safer for them than going out in the midst of the pandemic and trying to figure out how not to get infected or, you know, how to social distance. Yeah, so I think being able to service them and really shift our model towards not just serving school-age students, but addressing the needs of kupuna and also addressing the needs of preschool-age students, you know, students ages 0 to 3 and their families and how they receive services, I think really, really expanded our model and expanded our view of what the community's needs were.
Well, we know that with COVID, that digital equity was highlighted, and you have said it's not something that was because of the pandemic, not caused by it, but it certainly a light was shone on it. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, you know, my background was in education and not necessarily in the delivery of technical services, but, you know, in coordinating this effort and working with with Kuuli, our partners, working with the state broadband Hui and our state broadband officer Bert Lum, and partnering with groups like KS and other groups, we really started to see that it's not just a matter of hardware, right? It's a matter of digital equity across the board, meaning, you know, access to hardware. We're looking at access to broadband services. In a working group that I'm a part of, we're looking at digital equity as all of Hawaii's residents, ke kitu kupuna, having the information technology capacity that's needed to participate fully in our society and the digital economy. And that includes, you know, civic, social, and cultural activities, employment, you know, because we're also looking at remote work opportunities, entrepreneurial opportunities, lifelong learning, you know, and access to essential government services.
With the ledge starting, I know people have said with COVID, now people do need to transition to the digital platform. And if your community is a little bit behind or, say, doesn't have the broadband capability, that kind of leaves you out of the conversation there, doesn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, people talk about the new normal. Even when, you know, if, you know, God willing, the pandemic, you know, we get that under control and, you know, COVID isn't as much of an issue as it is now, I really don't see all of our governmental services. I don't see access to certain parts of government and society. I don't see it going back to the previous situation. I think people are getting used to accessing services online. The convenience is there. But I think what we have to recognize is, you know, while those of us who are very comfortable with technology are able to make that transition pretty seamlessly, there's a large group of people, our kupuna are very young, or people without access to broadband services that have difficulty with that. And really knowing, not just having the access to hardware, but providing the training and support where if they need to access a governmental service, they can do so. If they need to, you know, pay something online, they can do so safely, you know, and make sure that however they're doing it, you know, bank transfer, debit card, PayPal, whatever it is, that they're able to really do that and not put themselves or their finances at risk. Yeah.
So I know the donation drive covers the hardware part. So how are you guys training? How do the people in the community who need this, how are you providing the support?
Yeah, and that's the biggest lesson we learned as part of Kuuli is, you know, we're not doing this alone. There's a large group of people out there who are trying to address this issue from many different places. You have governmental agencies who are trying to do it, private and public partners who are trying to do it. So there is a broadband Hui group that was organized by the state broadband officer. And, you know, at any given time, you can have between 80 to 200 people on this call, and everybody's focused on the concept of digital equity and really getting broadband services out to all of our communities. Because, you know, broadband services right now, in my opinion, I'm not speaking for the group or anybody else, but in my opinion, it's no longer just a privilege. I mean, you kind of need broadband services to access basic governmental services, especially in a time of pandemic. So you have a large group of people who are partnering together to provide access to infrastructure for, you know, communities trying to stand up broadband services. You have groups like the Workforce Development Council who are trying to partner with the library system and partner with UH in trying to do some digital literacy training across the state and, you know, through the state libraries or through different partners. Yeah. So the more we can coordinate these efforts through groups like the Broadband Hui, through efforts like Kuuli and others out there, you know, the better we can make sure we're addressing the issue among everybody and not just hitting the fortunate people who have access at this point.
So it does sound like you guys in your own communities, networks, are seeing the need, and now you're reaching across to each other so that you're not just in silos, but collectively working together toward this goal.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And the federal government is seeing it as well. Yeah, you know, with some of the COVID relief bills that are coming down, broadband access is a part of those bills as well. So there is money coming down to various agencies to be able to try and address those issues, you know, in Hawaii and nationwide. I think the more we coordinate our efforts, the more we realize that we're supporting each other and hopefully not working at cross purposes or duplicating efforts, you know, the more efficiently we can use these funds that are available to really make a dent and really start to affect how broadband services are seen as, again, in my opinion, a right and not a privilege.
That was Brad Bennett, network coordinator for the Kuuli Digital Opportunities Initiative. He was talking with producer Lillian Song. Interested in helping? Well, the group has partnered with Hawaiian Hope, and it has extended their Hard Way for the Holidays donation drive. It's running here on Oahu through February 15th. They're also looking for organizations who can assist in collecting and refurbishing computers on the neighbor islands. Find links at hawaiipublicradio.org.